Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Alon Ben Meir will be with me now. Dr. Ben Meir, can you hear me? Are you with me?
Thank you so much. Here it's good morning still. I guess it's, what time is it in South Africa?
It's about coming up very closely to 6 o'clock, and that's when we end the show. And I really want to chat to you about this fascinating article that you've written, Dr. Ben Meir. Israel was listed only last week as having made the top echelon, the top 20 countries, in terms of a GDP per capita income of $44,000 per person. How then can there be a poverty issue in Israel?
Well, this is exactly the problem that when I've been in Israel, and I lived in Israel for a while. I've been very recently there, and when I was in there in particular, I started to inquire because I've seen so many areas, communities are basically falling apart, and I further inquired. I've had my personal experience going back many years before that. And when I completed my research, I realized that, contrary to the views that's been, accepted by the international community, just like you mentioned, that Israel has that kind of per capita, that in fact 21% and some of the Israelis are living under the poverty line. I was in fact very, very shocked to find out, albeit I knew there was some poverty, but not to that extent. And hence that was what prompted me to write the article.
Explain to us, doctor, so that we can understand. When we think of a poverty line in South Africa, we think of informal settlements and hunger. I presume we're not talking the same scale in Israel.
Not quite the same scale, but the fact remains is that many of these communities, the children are unable to develop the way we expect child to develop under normal circumstances. That is a big problem. I'm not suggesting they go necessarily to sleep hungry, but certainly they are not being provided with the proper nutrition, specifically when for a child to develop the cognitive development necessary for a child to grow up healthy, as many children in more wealthy communities are able to do so. So this, to me, this was most troubling, particularly in connection to children. The parents, by and large, are blue, many of them do not have jobs. Many of them are living basically hand to mouth with earning very little. And so when you look at this whole picture, I was wondering, how is it possible for a country that has this kind of GNP, that has this kind of progress in just about every single field of life, allowing for this type of phenomena, poverty, to continue to exist? And when we look at it further into it, we realize that many of the political parties have really been more focused on personal interest, overwhelmed with Iran issues, concern over Iran, concern over the Palestinians, more focused on trying to normalize the relation with them.
Another interesting thing you point out in your article, I had thought that the Mizrahi, Sephardi, Ashkenazi divide had been conquered. I thought intermarriage and I thought that had disappeared in Israeli society. You contend that it has not.
Can you hear me still?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me okay? Yeah, I'm personally was born in Iraq, as a matter of fact. When we went to Israel, and I lived in Israel for 11 years, I have had then personal experience. The discrimination against the Jews from Arab and countries in North Africa have been discriminated against from day one when Israel was created. So that was not a shock to me. It has continued to this very day, albeit to a lesser degree, through to intermarriage, etc., etc. Also, there is discrimination which is still ongoing, obviously, against the Israeli Arabs, which is very, very significant. And to some of the very Orthodox community, largely from Middle Eastern countries as well. So the discrimination against these groups, albeit is not new, but it has not changed, and in fact, in some instances, been intensified. And that is really extremely worrisome to me. And I've raised this question with many officials when I was in Israel and subsequently to that. And, you know, you can hear many excuses that we're doing so many different things. But the reality is that the situation has not changed that much over the last several decades.
On one hand, I absolutely understand exactly what you are saying, in that the most important issue in Israeli politics has always been security. But would it be fair to say that over the last 10 years, maybe since those demonstrations happened in those tent cities in Tel Aviv, that the focus is definitely shifting towards the economy and the future of young Israelis and affordability issues and the like?
That is correct. You know, for the young Israelis, those who have not been able or unable to acquire higher education, it's been extremely difficult. And no doubt about it. And so there is that expression of complete disenchantment with the Israeli policies, with the economic. Basically, you know, what happened in Israel is Israelis began to replicate pretty much what's happening in the United States. The rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer, and there is no concerted effort to try to equalize or at least pay more attention to the community which is getting poorer over time.
And that's a fascinating insight, Dr. Ben-Meir. I think we have to leave it there because we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us here in Johannesburg this afternoon. What a pity we lost the first couple of moments, but thank you. Thank you for your valuable input this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you. Anytime. Appreciate it.